Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is with in that vein that we now welcome in the esteemed soccer analyst for our Atlanta United. Of course, Atlanta United played right here on 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore joins us not only this morning, but about 11 hours from now. Jason, you and I will be on the air together. And they say we can talk about anything, not just soccer. So, I hope you're bringing every little bit of the hot takes to the table tonight when you're with me tonight at Sandy Springs.
I'm not bringing takes as hot as that last one about Matt Ryan to Cincinnati, though.
That's okay. Good. I'm glad that
I don't have that take that hot.
That's way too hot. That has to stay in the kitchen, man. That has to stay in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to rehash the whole Gressel is not here thing. My biggest question to you is, how does that change tactically what Atlanta United wants to do, especially offensively?
Honestly, I don't think it changes much. I think you've got options if you want to play the shape that you got the best out of Julian Gressel, which was honestly the 3-5-2. I think even in a 3-4-3 where Gressel was a wing back and had a little bit more increased defensive responsibility, he wasn't as strong. He was at his best in a 3-5-2 where he had cover like Franco Escobar behind him as one of the center backs. And he also could hit that early cross. And that's where you see so many of Julian Gressel's assists come from. You have Brooks Lennon, who started on the wing in a 4-3-3, but can play that role and gives you a little bit more tactical flexibility, because Gressel was not a player that Frank DeBoer trusted as a right back in a line of four. Brooks Lennon has played that position quite a bit. So I think it's not going to change anything tactically. I think what you're going to look at is maybe a little less reliance on getting the ball out wide and looking for that early cross, more build-up play.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United soccer analyst, joining us here as Atlanta United in the swing of training camp here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There seems to be, and I know you can't talk about specific plays, but there seems to be a lot of people and a lot of murmurs about the fact that Atlanta United might not be done, that there might be an international player on the horizon. How much truth do you think there is there?
I don't think they want to be done, and that's a very different issue here. It's a transfer window, and we've seen how these have gone, both from Atlanta selling players, the whole Miguel Almiron saga, and bringing players in. If you go back to 2018, the hashtag Barco watch that had all kinds of twists and turns with a deal being agreed upon and then club wanted more money and they had to renegotiate, and you get all kinds of different things happening. That's what happens this time of year, especially when you're looking at players out of South America where their seasons are either getting restarted or they have that split season and the second half of the season's getting underway. Those windows are going to be open a little bit longer for South American clubs to bring in replacements too. So I think a lot of people are zeroed in on the European window ending on January 31st. It sounds like Atlanta's looking more in South America, and those windows stay open a little bit longer. They want to make a deal, but they're not in a position where they have to take a bad deal just because they need to fill a spot.
If there is a spot that needs to be filled, what do you think that is?
Central midfield, that's the one that Frank DeBoer's mentioned. It's the one that Carlos Bocanegra has mentioned. They've mentioned it as an eight specifically, which would be more of a box-to-box central midfielder. I think you might be able to get away with a player who slants a little bit more as a defensive midfielder, a little bit closer to a six. But what we've seen with all of the acquisitions this offseason is Atlanta United has targeted players who don't just play one spot. They want guys who have that flexibility to play a defensive role in the central midfield, a box-to-box, maybe even play as a number 10. A player like Emerson Hyndman can give you that. A guy like Brooks Lennon, who can play anywhere on the right side. The guys like Anton Walks, who can play anywhere on the back line. They want guys who have a variety of roles so Frank DeBoer can get this team where he wants. They can adjust in matches based off the opposition, based off the match situation.
Atlanta United soccer analyst Jason Longshore joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is Atlanta United underway with some closed-door scrimmages. They had one yesterday against the New York Red Bulls, a 2-1 victory. I know it's hard to draw conclusions from that when you're not able to see it, but what, if anything, were you able to draw?
Looked like a pretty good lineup to start things off, and a lineup that you could see from time to time this season. Mo Adams got the start in place of Jeff Lorenowitz. He had a little bit of a knee scope in the off season, so he's been getting back into the preseason mode a little bit slower. I think Mo Adams is a guy who could see more time this season. I really liked his development once he came over from Chicago last season. You also saw Brooks Lennon as a right winger, and that's another element to keep in mind that we could see. Tito Villalba did play. I think the Gressel move, more than anything, opens up a spot for Tito Villalba to get back to being that impact player that he has been here at different points. He especially was in 2017. Injuries have made it difficult for him to reach those heights on a regular basis. But he's going to have competition, and that's the number one thing I'm taking out of this group right now that's down in Florida, is you've got competition for spots. And there's been a lot of talk about Atlanta needing to go out and bring players in. You've got, two, three deep battles at each position in each of the different tactical shapes that I think we'll see on a regular basis this season. It's a good spot to be in preseason.
Does Villalba going to central midfield kind of make it seem like they believe that even a guy like Adam John could be that reserve striker, somebody who could be like the microwave man in the 60th minute?
I think John could be that for sure. I think Villalba can be that too, but Villalba's going to have the opportunity on the right wing. That's where I think 4-3-3 is just a shape that I think we saw a good bit last year. I think the personnel you have right now is probably best suited for it, and it's a shape that you can evolve out of in a match pretty easily. You can make a lot of changes from it. So it wouldn't surprise me if that is a base that we see Atlanta play out of a lot. And that right wing spot, where we've seen Julian Gressel over the years, we've seen Tito Villalba there over the years. Right now, I think it's Tito's to lose, but Brooks Lennon, if he's not playing in the back, he can play that role as well. That's where he played in Liverpool's academy and tried to earn a pro deal over there.
Yeah, I think about him the same way I think about Heinemann, a buy-low guy with Euro experience who probably can commit to a role that fits him more on this side of the pond as opposed to in Europe.
Yeah, that's a good shout. I mean, those are two guys who the level of experience they're coming in with, especially tactically, and this is something that I just keep coming back to as I look at the way this team's being built. You hear the comments from Frank de Boer after the match yesterday. The tactical intelligence is going to be a key thing this season. And when you have a guy like Heinemann, who's played in the Premier League, plays in the Scottish Premier League, and you have a guy like Lennon, who has done well in MLS, but also spent so much time in Liverpool's academy, they just have that tactical IQ that's going to be necessary to do everything that De Boer wants to do.
Talking with Jason Longshore, Atlanta United soccer analyst, as things begin to develop here. So take me through the next couple of weeks. I know that there's a couple of exhibition contests and then the CONCACAF Champions League. How does that alter the way this season starts for United as opposed to a typical MLS club at this time of the year?
I think a lot of different teams are edging more to playing preseason matches. We've seen in the past some teams maybe not play many matches in preseason. You're not approaching them in the same way. I mean, yesterday I believe it was 3 30-minute periods, and you saw different groups in the different 30-minute periods. There were Atlanta United 2 players that were participating. There were Atlanta United Academy players participating. But you're trying to get the intensity of a match, and that was something that De Boer mentioned. I think it worked really well that it was Red Bulls first, because anytime those two teams are on the field together, you're going to get intensity.
Right.
And that's something that you need in preseason, because you can try to replicate it in a training session. It's hard. You need to play somebody else. And you've got two more closed door matches. I really like the match over in Birmingham on February 8th, which we'll have on the radio station, because it's in front of an audience and it's in front of a team that's a lower division team, a team that you should be able to control that match, but a team that's going to be hungry to pull off an upset and get their season started the way they want. So you're going to have a little bit of extra pressure in that one as you get closer to CONCACAF.
What kind of level of competition will we see in CONCACAF? Is that you know, up a level for them, or is that on our level? How does that jive with where we're at?
I think it works out really well this year. Last year was a little trickier because Herediano from Costa Rica was coming off of a league title. They were very strong. Now, they'd made a coaching change, and that caused them some problems early in the season when they came to Atlanta. But Motagua is coming in after a third-place finish in Honduras in their most recent season, and they've lost a few key players going into this year. Now, they've started their season already, so they'll be more in match shape and match rhythm, but the level is definitely different between Herediano and Motagua. It's going to be tough to go down there and get a big result, but back here at Kennesaw, that should be a comfortable game for Atlanta. It's the next round is where it gets interesting, because if both favorites go through, Club America from Mexico.
Yeah.
And now that's not even just like Monterrey was last year, where it's a big team. Got a little bit of spice to it after Campeones Cup, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's the one I'm hoping that maybe doesn't come to pass, because, like you said, they'll be coming in a little hungry after what we did to them here at the Benz in the Campeones Cup a year ago. I have like five more that I want to ask you, but guess what? I get to see you tonight, so I can ask them then. So there you go.
This is true.
I'll see you out there at the bowling alley, and if we want to play paper football, we can once the opening rounds are done. So I might get in a couple of games with you if we can.
Sounds like a plan. I like this. It's gonna be fun tonight.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.